Wyoming is not a big tax state, so it might not be much of a surprise to learn that Wyoming's beer taxes are the lowest in the country. Beer is taxed 2 cents a gallon, and according to the Tax Foundation, that amounts to a penny a six-pack for a consumer. There have been several efforts to raise the tax in recent years, but those proposals are typically dead on arrival. In a few weeks, the legislature's Joint Revenue Committee will revisit the issue, as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Here's the proposal. Senator Ray Peterson from Cowley wants the Joint Revenue Committee to support increasing the tax by 5 to 10 cents a gallon. The idea is to use the money from the tax increase to be spent on substance abuse programs in the state. That idea came from Fremont County, where officials say it's been difficult to find the money to pay for substance abuse treatment programs. Riverton Mayor Ron Warpness says they need help.
We have quite a serious alcohol problem in Fremont County. It's a serious problem across the state, but in Fremont County we seem to have our numbers up there in lights.
Other communities say they have similar concerns, and the Wyoming Association of Municipalities supports the tax increase. So do many in the substance abuse field, such as Dr. David Burney, who's the executive director of the Peak Wellness Center.
We need multiple streams of funding for our programs, and any opportunity to find some kind of stable funding source for what I consider to be essential treatment services and prevention services, I think would be a good thing to look at.
Bernie says when you look at substance abuse in Wyoming, the biggest issue is alcohol abuse. And while he stresses that the legislature is supportive, he says they do not get enough state funding to properly address the issue. He says tax revenue could be a big help. Mayor Warpness says they targeted the beer tax because it's so low.
Beer is a substance that has 2 cents a gallon tax at this time, and that was put in place in 1935. And it's about time that they start paying their way.
As you might imagine, some bristle at that statement. Mike Mosier is the director of the State Liquor Association. Mosier says while the actual beer taxes are low, consumers do have to pay sales taxes on alcohol, and there are other liquor-related costs that those in the business pay. Mosier argues that the liquor industry does pay its fair share.
We bring in a lot more money off alcohol than a lot of other states. In fact, the last time I ran the numbers, we bring in about three times as much per capita off alcohol than Colorado does, even though their excise taxes are higher because we have a different system.
J.J. Moran is the owner of Four Winds Liquor and Lounge in Cheyenne. He says if the tax goes up, prices will go up higher than the tax.
Let's say it goes up to 7 cents a gallon. That tax then will probably be taken from the distributor, and it'll be 15, 20 cents, in which case we're going to have to raise our prices another 20, 25 cents on our markup. So it could have an effect on the case of beer that you would buy up to 45 to 50 cents.
Moran says it could mean the same kind of thing for a bottle of beer at the bar. He says beer drinkers are very price sensitive, and it would likely lead them to purchase cheaper beer and drinking at home, which could have an impact on the bar business in the state.
On a draft beer you guys want to try? The Cowboy Gold?
This is the Alibi Bar in Laramie. It's both a package store and a bar that caters to both established members of the community and college students. Annie Hathaway isn't the least bit concerned about the tax.
I honestly don't think I would notice it or that it would affect me in any way. I don't think I consume enough beer for it to affect me. I think it could potentially be beneficial depending on how it's used.
When told that the money would help fund substance abuse programs, Stacey Sewell says she's in favor of the tax.
Yeah, I do have my research on the reservation where there's a lot of substance abuse. I think that's a great place for the money to go. But personally, I feel like I'm going to drink whether it costs me $3 or $3.50 to do it.
But there are others who doubt that enough money would be raised to address the substance abuse problem, and there is the point that with the tax increase, the price of beer at the bar will also increase more than the price of beer at the liquor store. This is Sarah Jacobs.
The establishments such as the Alibi will lose business because people are going to be paying so much for beer, they're going to stay home and drink it.
Which is what a bar owner like J.J. Moran is afraid of. He says there's a better way to address this than raising taxes.
Why should the group of people have to pay for the abusers. What I would suggest is maybe charging more for a DUI.
The legislature's revenue committee will take testimony on the proposal on September 13th. If the committee decides not to go forward with a bill, Senator Peterson says he will sponsor his own bill. But the measure faces a high bar. To get it introduced during the upcoming budget session, it will require a two-thirds vote in order for the bill to be considered. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.